W Mobile. Okay, I'm boring. Hey, how are you, Ken?
Doing well, Ed. How about yourself?
Fine, can't complain. How was your father's day?
And that, on that, me and Susan grilled some hot dogs out in the evening and that, and I just mostly sat around and watched it rain and took a nap.
I saw my three boys all together on Saturday, and then when they left, as far as I was concerned, Father's Day, that was my day. So Sunday, it was just a regular old day. I just laid around, didn't do nothing. Papers on Sunday morning, 335 customers. All you want to do is sit around. Tax your brain now, and I don't have one of them.
Like that.
It's all that bad. It's just aggravating at times, just like anything else.
Yeah, as bad as the hours.
An old hoot owl anyway, so it fits right in with my personality, since I like being out at night. When the sun goes down, you ready to go to roost, huh?
And then when the sun comes up, buddy, I'm ready.
But everybody, if the sun comes up, my eyelids go down.
Up before the sun comes up and like to go down right about the time it goes down.
Get any contact on the radio over the weekend?
And fired it up. I went and worked in the yard and did a couple of things on Saturday. I mean, there's a mouse crossing the road. At least he's crossing in the crosswalk.
Yep. At least he knows where to cross.
Right now, he went on down the turn lane the wrong way, traveling the wrong way. You imagine that?
Street here in Clemson, one way. And I tell you what, I wrote more tickets wrong way off that street than I guess anybody. But every time you turn around, somebody's coming down the wrong way. Well, I was just going to slip out real quick. And that ain't the way it works.
One way.
The wrong way.
I didn't pay attention to those signs.
Agree with you.
That the other day where you got, you go down on an interstate exit, they have where it's two lanes for halfway down, and the oncoming traffic can come down it and turn on a little side street. And it's like, man, the chances of you being getting on the interstate going the wrong way are pretty good.
That would be my luck. I would wind up messing up and be going down the wrong way.
Brother, on Saturday, turns out, back last month, he had to have a pacemaker installed.
They do it now. There ain't nothing to it anymore. It used to be a major operation. I'm just waiting for the old doc to look at me and give me the grim look and say, guess what?
Well, he went in there to tell the doctor he was feeling pretty good, but evidently he wasn't as good as he thought he was.
I have what they call pre-fires. It wants to fire, have a little bit of a kick before it's supposed to normally be. So, I've been that way for almost 20 years now since I had open heart surgery. So, I'm so used to it that I don't even pay it any attention.
Oh, he says his goes into like a drum roll, and that, you know, and it can't pump because of it. The suction time isn't long enough, and that, and then it shocks it back into beat.
Your father-in-law, he had one of those pacemakers that was bad. Every time it fired, it would knock him unconscious.
Well, told him, you know, I guess it's got an AED in it too, so if it, you know, if he does have an issue, it'll, you know, it'll shock him back, but it'll, you know, he said you might pass out before and then it'll shock you back.
Be too much fun being shocked back.
Didn't like it on that, so he's trying to get used to it and that, but he's back at work and doing some stuff and everything, so he's doing pretty good. He had a couple of heart attacks and had to have some bypasses and everything, and I guess part of his heart's, you know, not doing too well.
35% of mine, but the doctors will tell you the best you'll ever get out of a healthy heart is 60%. So if he's somewhere around 35-40%, he's doing good.
There's the input and the output or whatever, you know, and that, and it's supposed to like bring in like 200 and put out 160, and he was only putting out like 60. So I think he's down in the, like you said, 35% range.
I was surprised they found feeder veins in my heart. I've got veins growing, going around the blockages that originally caused my first heart attack. And the veins are going around the blockages and connecting back up with the artery on the other side.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And I know, you know, he's got me about halfway where I need to go to the doctor because I'm 3 years older than he is.
Be honest with you, I would strongly suggest it. I'm on my three boys' butts about going and having tests done. But they ain't listening to me, and I done told them, I said, you have one. I said, I'm going to kick your butt after you get out of the hospital.
Here's early.
It was actually 47, fixed to be 48 when I had mine.
Health doesn't run on my father's side too good, but, you know, a bunch of them did, you know, live pretty good long. And on my grandmother's side, they all lived long, so I just have to see. And that, like I said, right now I feel okay, but that doesn't mean anything.
Attorney, I went by to talk to him about some stuff. And he found out, I told him about the heart attack and everything, open heart surgery. His wife said, well, I think you need to have a test done. She went in and set up an appointment for him. And the next week he went in, got on the table, take the test. They wouldn't even let him off the table. They rolled him straight into the operating room.
Got it in time, right?
Don't know how bad it was. I hadn't had a chance to go see him, but I saw his wife, Pam, and she said that that wasn't too good. That doctor just looked at him and he said, you ain't leaving. He said, we're doing surgery now. And off they went. Everything set up for next weekend, the field day.
Like it normally is, nothing special or out of the ordinary. I got to look and see what the rules are and what my number is supposed to be. I guess it's a one something.
Be a one hotel, but I figured you got to have things set up, you know, get ready so you can have your coffee and your tea jug and all that other good stuff sitting there next to the radio so you don't have to leave.
Start till what, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
I'm not sure.
Be on me.
You hadn't seen any fog tonight so far.
Went Saturday evening, picked up a little love seat, took it over there to my father-in-law's. I was like, man, that was a job getting that into the house, just me and Susan. And then he got our handrail right down the middle of the stairs. Boy, that was a pain.
I don't doubt that. Should have hollered. I'd have came over and helped.
Setting the one end on that handrail and letting Susan kind of balance it, and then just kind of slid it up there and then flopped it over. Once I got it up on the porch, then I can do something with it.
Did she have to go?
86 steps.
Too bad.
Truck right up to the stairs.
Y'all got everything cleaned up over at your father-in-law's, or y'all still pretty busy?
Get it to where it's, you know, remotely livable right now. We, you know, got him a chair and that, and got a bunch of the junk out and that, and then brought that couch over. My sister-in-law bought a used stove. We brought over a microwave and that. So I think they got enough, and then they unclogged the sink. The sink had a big old grease clog in it, and that, so they unclogged the sink, got that working. And now she went, you know, she got three pianos in the house. How she ever got them in there, I ain't got a clue. But now she wants to move one into another room that's halfway empty. And the problem is it's got one of those old floor furnaces, you know, in the grate in the hallway where you got to take the piano down, and it's like, man, you're going to have to put a board or something over that, or it'll probably cave it in.
The real old piano, you're probably right. It probably at least dented in real good.
I tried to move an upright piano. It took like six of us.
Good one. My hands on an old flare piano.
Plays by itself.
Affirmative.
I used an old Western days.
I'm one in good shape and it's still working and it's still got rolls with it. You're going to pay a good high dollar for it.
And it's pretty heavy too, wouldn't you think?
When I moved, I thought it was going to kill us. I mean, that thing seemed to be twice as heavy as a regular piano.
It moved. It had, like, handles in the back, but, man, that sucker was tough.
I've got a little upright piano that I bought her, I don't know, I'd say about 13 years ago, somewhere along in there. And it doesn't seem like it's nothing to it.
Interstate, KN4 TFW.
Here for a minute again, KN4 and AP Friday.
Get up on the interstate here real quick. Very far, and it's a really short run.
I think they don't even think when they design something as far as highways.
And then the speed limit where I get on is only supposed to be 60, but yeah, good luck with that.
Traveling the interstate, I just hate getting off and on. That's the only part of a trip that I hate.
Bad. It's just when I'm going somewhere that I haven't been, and it's, you know, that you got to be in this lane and now that lane and switch back and forth, and you know, people sometimes won't let you, and they're going way faster than they're supposed to. Just makes it, you know, worse than it should be. KN4 TFW.
In a crash derby.
They going down in a. It was a smaller RV bus. It was as big as some of the big ones, but just not as long. He's pulling a Jeep, and man, he was all over the road. I thought he was going to take out this tractor trailer more than once. I bet he got within a foot of it.
Hey, he don't need to be driving.
And if he was sleepy or drunk, or, you know, when it drifted, you know, he'd snatch it, and it was swaying back and forth and everything, and he was drifting bad to the right. A lot of times he'd go over the line.
What's say he's probably sleepy if he's jerking the wheel. Most of the drunk drivers I put in jail, they just sort of floated back and forth. It's just a constant slow drift.
Up north and was headed back home, and he's probably, you know, been driving all day.
I'm gonna be smart. I'm just gonna stay home. Let everybody else get out down the road. I'll sit on my front porch and watch them ride by.
This car's got a mode you can turn it on, and it'll monitor you for, like, if you're on a long trip, it'll monitor you for an hour or so and figure out your habits, and then if you start deviating from those habits, then it pops up and tells you you need to stop and take a break.
That thing's just too smart for its own good.
You know, then you don't realize how bad you drift sometimes, you know, over to the side a little bit and back and forth, and man, every time you do it, this thing, you know, lets you know that you've drifted. And that takes a while to get used to it, to pay a little bit more attention to keep it from doing it.
I think that drift is just natural with everybody getting thinking about something or talking to somebody, and you get sort of drift a little bit. Not bad, but you'll drift a little bit. I've caught myself drifting.
Had some, you know, little carpet runners that are, you know, only about 2 foot wide, about 10 foot long, little pieces of carpet you put in front of the door, and had a couple of them rolled up on the back porch for a while, and she said, take them to the dump. So I grabbed the first one. When I grabbed the second one, some, like, mouse stuffing came out and everything, and then all of a sudden I felt stuff flying around me, and man, yellow jackets built a nest in it.
Warned he didn't get stung.
Saved me was it was way early in the morning. It was only barely 7 o'clock, and it was still cool outside. I got away from it before they realized.
Yeah, I just pulled in the driveway, and a big old dog standing in the front yard.
There was one outside my house the other day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Got disturbed.
Had a feeder and ate a while.
Pretty good stuff was. Well, I'm home. I am going to go in here and see what Mama's up to and send her off to work. And I'm just going to sit down and drink some coffee. So you have a good one. Don't work too hard. And I hope to catch you in the morning. So 7-3-K-M-4 and AP will be clear on your phone.
Have a good one. I'll catch you in the morning. Hope you have an awesome day. Tell Miss Carol we said, hey, KN4TFW, I'll be clear. Ted, KO4HKX, have a good day. Ken, you still there? Patrick, I just thought I was going to be clear. Sitting here listening to you and Ed for a minute or two, waiting for a place to break in. Not to interrupt y'all's conversation. If you ever need to break in and you hear the repeater identify itself, you can overtalk it. So you ought to do that. I'll have to remember that. KN4TFW. 4HKX. So did you have a good weekend? Good Father's Day? Yeah, I did. Me and Susan grilled out some hot dogs and that, and it was just a quiet day, and I just watched it rain and took a nap. Did you hear me over talk to the repeater? Roger, I did. What? The steakhouse. We had a good meal that evening. Steakhouse? Right. Shrimp. The wife usually gets the steak. Cook it right there in front of you. Cook it in front of you. They cook it in the kitchen and bring it out. It used to be an old Shoney's is what it used to be. Laying in the road. And they're on 85. Now there's a truck sitting on the side. Yep, came from him. the new really wide truck tires, man. I've seen a couple of those laying on the road. It's like, man, if you ever hit one of those, it's going to destroy your car. It's going to do damage to it. And then I've always taught my wife and my son to never drive beside those trucks. Get on by them. So if they have a blowout, it don't eat you up. I was coming up behind the truck, and I had just moved over and was coming up beside him, and the tire blew out, and it flopped off and didn't go out the side. It came out the back of the truck, but it caught that bar and slung it way up in the air. I'd have caught it right in the windshield.
Surprised at how many people just ride right there in the spot where get hit by anything coming off the truck. It's not a good idea.
Beside them, you know what I mean, for a minute or two. The ones you got to watch out for is those ones that pull those containers out of Charleston and Savannah. Those trailers are iffy at best.
I may have forgot to lock it down. It just come off altogether.
Put tires on them.
What about field day? You planning on participating at your house?
I'll make a few contacts or whatever, depending on when it starts and what the weather's going to be like.
Well, the peer talking about it yesterday, and I think it starts around 2 o'clock, or they're meeting at 2 o'clock at the Jackson Park to get started on it. So somewhere around there is when it starts.
It started at like 3 o'clock, our time. On the rules and that, and see what the exchange is going to be. I know it's going to be a number and a letter, and I don't know what all else after that.
A clue. Talking about meeting up with Russell and Steve and going down here to the club and observing for a little while Saturday, see how everything works.
At Greer Club?
Which one it is. They're doing it in Traveler's Rest, what he said, so I don't know. We'll see. I may be dealing with a truck, so I may not be able to have time to deal with any of it.
Career Club, those guys are big into contest, and they'll be able to show you how it's done. Here to the gate. And that's so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day. Stay safe, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon or in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Have a good day, and stay safe out there, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. If not, I'll talk to you in the morning, 73 KO4 86, and I'll be clear.